Hey there, powerful soul. Welcome to Volume 2 of the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. Here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share personal stories and the stories of others as we are growing through the journey of creating the life, love, and legacy of our dreams our way. Tune in as you may feel inspired to evolve into the best version of yourself. Welcome back to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald, and today we're going to have a conversation about failing forward and failing faster. Before we dive in, I do want to make sure that you are aware that I do sound a little nasally. So for those who've been with me for a while, there's a little something going on. And for those who are new to me, welcome, and I sound a little nasally today. But we will continue. So there's a conversation that has been being had on my online platforms. And so if you're not connected with me over in my free Facebook community, the Unapologetically Magnetic Woman, I encourage you to come join me there. But there has been a conversation about this fear of failure. And I've been known to say that many are not afraid of new love or new successes. Rather, they are afraid of old pain and past failures. I'm going to say that again. Many are not afraid of new love or new successes. Rather, they are afraid of old pain and past failures. So I want to have a conversation with you on this episode about this fear of failure that tends to hold people back, that tends to cause people to stand in their own way, to self-sabotage, to procrastinate, to get caught up in perfectionism. And it shows up in our life, in our love, in our leadership. And if you are going to be this powerfully magnetic, modern day high achieving woman who is self-actualizing, and by self-actualization, my understanding of this concept is that we are unleashing our fullest potential in life, in love, in leadership, that we are not just being the type of women who look like we have it all, but we actually are the type of women who have the capacity to hold it all. And I believe when we're self-actualizing, we're elevating our self-confidence, we're elevating our magnetism, we're elevating our internal beliefs, and really aligning ourselves to be the one who is in alignment to receive that which we desire. And a lot of times when we are desiring either a new relationship or a new opportunity or to scale to the next level in your business or go to the next level of success in the work that you do or to do something you've never done before that could create a huge opening for connection, opportunity, expansion, adventure, joy, pleasure, bliss, oftentimes there is that moment where you have fear of failure. What if this doesn't work? What if this doesn't work? That is usually the perpetuating thought and question that many modern day high achieving women ask themselves in life, love, or leadership that actually is not going to serve you best and will cause you to either not take action, self-sabotage, stand in your own way, procrastinate. And the reframe that I invite you into is instead of asking yourself, what if this doesn't work? What if instead you said, what if this time is different? What if this time is different? Now, I have failed at many things, many times in multiple areas of my life. And I believe that I am such a powerful, powerful example of what it looks like to fail forward, meaning I have had the fears of failure. I have had the failures and setbacks and disappointments, and I continue to move. I don't bypass when I have traumas and I have things I need to deal with. I do my inner work and I continue to move forward. I had so many failed relationships before I attracted and manifested the Mr. into my life. In fact, there was a point in my journey where I was the laugh of the group. because everyone around me was getting married in their 20s and everybody was quote unquote having their ish together and everyone was quote unquote knew what they were doing in love, which is funny because most of those people are now divorced, but I digress. And they really just looked at me like, when is she going to get it together? Why is she always dating someone new? Why can't she just get it together? Well, what I learned through my own journey of love was that I had a standard and I was unavailable for settling until I manifested what I knew deep down in my heart of hearts, in the depths of my soul and my being, what I believed I deserved, which is the relationship I have now with the Mister. And we met a decade ago. It'll be a decade ago this year. Now, had I settled in any of those past relationships, I may have felt, what if there's something better out there? What if I should have waited? I would have been asking myself that question. While many tend to say, what if this doesn't work? What if this is the last opportunity for love? What if, for those who have ever worked with me before, they know I'm known for saying the next bus is always going to come, right? Because I grew up in a town in central Illinois where we had city buses for public transportation. And the buses were always coming every 30 minutes. And so if you missed the bus, although it was not ideal to miss the bus because you had to sometimes go downtown and transfer to take the next bus to the next destination, you also knew that the next bus was going to come. I have always had this perspective with love and relationships. I'm like, the next bus is going to come. So if this relationship don't work out, I'm going to meet somebody else. And eventually I'm going to meet my person. That's just the mindset that I had. And I believe that's how I was able to navigate love the way that I did. Although I had some disappointments, although I had heartbreaks, although I had experiences that were less than ideal, I still had this fundamental belief that drove me to move forward through the failures. I had multiple failures and setbacks in my health and wellness and lifestyle journey. There were so many times that I would do these quick fixes of, let me do this 30-day challenge, or let me do this challenge to try to get my body aesthetic a certain way, or let me do this juice fast. I did so many challenges from a misaligned approach. And the reason I say a misaligned approach is because I don't see anything wrong with challenging yourself, nor do I see anything wrong with cleansing your vessel. However, when it's from this misaligned approach of, I hope this will fix me, I hope this will give me the perfect result now because I'm not patient and I'm not devoted and I'm not consistent, that is a misaligned approach. And that is how I used to approach my health, my wellness, and my lifestyle. It took me multiple attempts and years to master feminine habits and to create the lifestyle I have now, where I am full of energy, vitality, joy, health, well-being, trial and error, failing forward. I've had multiple failed attempts at healing trauma, regulating my central nervous system, creating emotional mastery and intelligence, and becoming a more conscious communicator in my relationship. There were so many times where I would react and not respond. And so I had a lot of work I had to do to rewire that internal system that wanted to automatically do a certain thing when I was triggered or when I had emotional activations in my vessel. It took time. It took me failing forward. But the reason I was able to continue to fail forward because I had a fundamental belief that these pathologies do not define me. These labels that they're trying to place on me of, oh, you have PTSD because of your background and you have anxiety because of your trauma. I never bought into that. I never bought into that. I always had this fundamental core belief that well-being, wholeness, vitality, vigor. That is who I am to my core because I remembered as a little girl, that was who I was before the trauma, before all of the things I had experienced that caused me to have this dysregulated nervous system and to react and to be triggered all the time. I had a memory of who I was as a little girl and she was joyful. She was energetic. She was full of wholeness and well-being and vitality. And so I chose to believe that that was who I was, not the responses that my internal systems came up with to deal with the traumas and dramas that I experienced in life. And so although it took me multiple attempts at times, I failed forward to the point where I'm at now, where I am in my wholeness. I am in my wellness. I know how to regulate. I respond and I don't react. I have emotional intelligence. I'm a conscious communicator. I've co-created a beautiful relationship with the Mister because I chose to not stop the minute it didn't work the first time. How many times do we say that the first time didn't work, so it must not be meant to be, or this didn't work, and we just don't keep trying? But you can't have that mindset when you're on a self-actualization path. You have to have a no matter what mindset. You have to have the mindset of, I am going to continue no matter what. And that is the mindset I've even developed and deepened inside of my business as an entrepreneur and as a leader. I have had multiple failed launches inside of my business. Multiple failed launches. And I am still here. You are still hearing the sound of my voice. Some of you are still reading my emails. Some of you are still seeing my posts. Some of you are still signing up for my program. Some of you are still signed up to come to an event. Why? Because I'm still here. I'm still showing up. I didn't quit. And I'm a little too stubborn to quit. And it's interesting because sometimes we have these traits about us that people try to make negative, these negative connotations and these labels and these pathologies that people try to place and project onto us with their judgments and assumptions. But I have learned how to flip those labels, projections, pathologies on its head and actually become the flip side of it. I remember growing up, my dad used to always tell me I was stubborn. And some may see that as a negative thing. However, I learned through my grandmother on my mom's side, my mom's mother, that she's a very stubborn woman, but that is how she became who she became and how she created what she created. And when I learned of that, I was thinking to myself, oh, I have this will about me. I have spiritual willpower where I refuse to give up and quit. Now, while some may say, you're just stubborn, you're as stubborn as a mule, as they say, someone like my grandmother would say, you have willpower. You have the will within you to see your vision and your desires through to fruition, to completion, without quitting, despite what your physical eyes see. See, I see through my spiritual eyes, not through my natural eyes. There have been so many labels, projections, judgments, and assumptions that have been placed on me throughout my journey. Being a single mom, and I was told that my standards were way too high and I would never attract a partner who would meet my expectations and my standards as a single mom, and that I just needed to accept whoever came along next. Those were the types of narratives I heard. I was pathologized because of past traumas, as I shared before, with anxiety and PTSD, and was told that I would have to be medicated for the rest of my life just to cope. I haven't taken any medications in over 2 decades. I have been told that I was way too sensitive to have a business, a public platform, a personal brand, and to do the work that I do in my calling. And me owning my spiritual sensitivities has actually been the catalyst for the massive transformations that the women that I have worked with over the years, modern day high achieving women, the incredible manifestations, miracles, and results that they've experienced in their life, in their relationships, in their businesses. So we have to start shifting the way that we see these things, because failure gives us feedback. Failure gives us insight. It gives us information into who do I need to be and what do I need to do differently to manifest this desired outcome. If you quit the first time, you never engage into that beautiful process of transformation. I believe failure is the catalyst of our transformation and self-actualization. Failure is what enables and empowers and equips us and expands us into elevating our identity of becoming an embodiment of that which we desire to be, do, and have. It's what gives us the determination, the grit, the willpower to see that vision through to fruition. If we get it too easily, we may not appreciate it. If we get it too easily, we may take it for granted. Sometimes the things that we get easy in life, we take for granted. We don't appreciate it. And if you don't appreciate something, it will diminish and die. It's like the saying goes that what you appreciate appreciates, meaning what you value, what you have gratitude for, what you appreciate, it will grow and it will expand and it will grow and it will expand and you'll have more of it and more of it and more of it. But if you are not appreciating the life you have, not appreciating the relationships you have, not appreciating the successes you've created thus far, not appreciating your partner, not appreciating your health, not appreciating anything that is working for you right now, you're actually working against yourself. And so without failures, we do not grow. We don't grow without failures. Our failures is what causes us to want to see this thing through to the end. Because we start to realize, oh, I need to do this a little bit differently. Oh, I wasn't really in alignment when I tried that one time. Oh, I settled a little bit. Oh, I wasn't standing on my standards. We receive feedback from our failures. But if you take every failure you've experienced as a hit and a blow to your ego, to chip away at your self-worth and self-confidence, to cause you to doubt yourself and not believe in yourself, that is mirroring to you where your inner work is to begin, my dear. See, life is merely reflecting back to us that which is within us. And when we have the courage and the bravery and the tenacity to look in the mirror and face the reflection and see, I see what this is showing back to me. Maybe I've been too attached. Maybe I really haven't been devoted and consistent. Maybe I really haven't been showing up like I know I can. Maybe I'm really not putting my full heart into this. Then we get to self-correct and course correct. Failure is merely feedback. But if you have allowed all the failures you've experienced in your life, in your love, in your leadership to define you, that will become your reality. And so you must be more obsessed with growth than you are with your fear of failure. How have you been allowing your perception of failures to define you and what's possible for you in the future? It has been my obsession with growth that has caused me to continue to grow and evolve and expand at the rate in which I have. I don't even believe I have touched the surface of my own potential, what is possible for me, and what I am capable of being, doing, and having in my lifetime. And that is what keeps me going. Because every time I've reached a peak, every time I've reached a level, I discover something about myself where I get to grow a little bit more and I get to evolve a little bit more and I get to continue to shift into the self-actualized version of myself that I believe I came here on this planet to be. But if I quit every time I failed, I would never discover that for myself. If you quit every time you fail, you will never discover that for yourself. And so I don't know where you're at in your journey of self-actualization. If you're looking to embody this really beautiful lifestyle where you're mastering your feminine habits and your well-being, your vitality, and you're feeling good in your body and feeling sexy and confident, or if you're looking to have this beautiful romantic relationship where you feel loved the way you want to be loved, you feel well loved, or if you're wanting to experience more impact in the work that you do without burning out, I want you to look at how have you been perceiving failure in this season. And be honest with yourself. You know, when I have conversations with modern day high achieving women, I notice that we got to go through layers sometimes, because sometimes they show up to me and you come to me with your ego. And I have to create the space for you to soften a little bit and for you to come in a little bit to the space with a little bit more depth, a little bit more vulnerability, a little bit more transparency, because that is the only way you're going to transcend whatever experience you're having right now that you feel is in your way, and you're going to transform it so that you're experiencing the result and the outcome you desire on the other side. You've got to open up a little bit more. How have you been really feeling in your life, in your love, in your leadership? How have you been really thinking in your life, in your love, and in your leadership? What have you really been believing to be true for you and about you in your life, in your love, and in your leadership? Failure gives us feedback. If you can neutralize the way that you feel about failure, what you desire will be inevitable. You will inevitably experience it, manifest it, have it, become it, do it. And so if you are a modern day high achieving woman and you know that something about 2024 feels different for you, that this is not just one of those years where you're claiming this is your year, and you know how folks do, they every year it's their year and then nothing changes. You're not one of those people. You're one of those people where you're like, no, this year actually feels like expansion. This year feels like ascension. This year feels like supernatural collapsing of time. If that's you, then I have a couple of opportunities that I want to share with you. The first one is that the Obsessed with Growth group experience is now open for application. This is an application only opportunity currently. It is a year long opportunity to spend a year with me in a group setting, where you get access to all the things. You get access to evergreen pre-recorded courses on various topics such as love and relationships, faith, mindset, manifestation, identity work, self-love, self-care, personal power, self-leadership, all the things. And you get access to any live masterclasses and live programs that I run throughout the year. And you get access to monthly live activations to regulate your nervous system and to continue to deepen in your embodiment of your femininity. And you get access to live Q&A calls so that you can get coaching and support live in real time. And you get access to a private and exclusive community for those inside of this space for ongoing support, community to expand in. So it's just the gift that keeps on giving. If this is something you're interested in, I'll put a link for you to apply below. It's a selective process to be considered for enrollment. I am really big on maintaining my spaces. I have become known for curating sacred, safe spaces for massive, massive growth and transformation to happen in a ridiculous, unbelievable, illogical, doesn't make sense kind of time. And I intend to maintain that reputation. And so I am making this application only. My second offer is called Rebirth. Revolutionize your life through the art of self-love. This is for you if you are ready to dive deeper into your own self-love and make yourself a priority again without feeling guilty. Feel loved the way you want to feel loved. Feel free to be the real you, fully you in your life, in your love, in your leadership, without self-sabotaging and holding yourself back. This is such a cool opportunity. I have never done anything like this before, but I felt it that it was something I needed to put out there. And so we start on Valentine's Day, February 14th. It is 3 weeks, 3 live modules, plus 3 weeks of a private voice text message support opportunity from me inside of Telegram, which is the free app that I use for private support. You actually are going to get that inside of a group space. All of that is for only $300, pay in full, or you could do 3 weekly installments of $111. If you know this is something you're interested in, we start February 14th with the Telegram group. The first module will be on February 20th, and then we complete this sacred container on March 6th. I will put a link in the show notes for you to join us. This is the year for supernatural expansion, my dears. I am ready. I am here for it. Let's transcend all of the limitations that you have allowed to sabotage you in life, love, and leadership. Go to the next level in love, in success, in impact, and freedom. I can't wait to see you on the other side, and I will talk with you very soon. Take care now. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.